Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Amen. Mr. Bonus. No bonus, it's last week. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. God is good. Yeah, yeah. He's also a first-time visitor, isn't it? This is your first time? It's one group. Okay. Yeah. And there's a lady there also. Is this your first time? No. Yes. That's her first time also. Okay. We welcome you. Thank you for coming to pray with us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Who else wants to? Who wants to be a first-time visitor? Eh? Yes, there's a lady next to Mrs. Barlow. That's Alana's friend. First time visitor. Second time. Returning visitor. Okay, good to see you. Hallelujah. Yes, who else? Sam, are you new? Do you want to be new? Eh? Yes, like young girls, they wish every day was their birthday. Glory be to God. Even grown-up ladies, isn't it? Yeah? Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you once again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we're going to continue talking about stirring up the gift of giving. Okay? Stirring up the gift of what? Of giving. Hallelujah. Yes, glory be to God. Good to see all of you, okay? Yes, and honest, good to see you. You are not here, the last two, just the last one. Okay, hallelujah. Yes, glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, so stirring up the gift of giving. And as we said last week, concerning giving, there are four parties, four groups of people who benefit from it. Obviously, the person given to gets blessed. Okay? Then the giver also gets blessed. Okay? Then other people who get to hear about it or who God informs about it, they also get blessed, as we saw and as we shall see again. And most importantly, God also gets blessed. Hallelujah. Most importantly, God gets blessed. Okay? When we give. And that is why he wants us to stir up the gift of giving. Glory be to God. Okay? That phrase, stir up the gift, is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Which says, Paul talking to Timothy, say that, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God that is within you. Okay? Hallelujah. Stir up the gift of God. Okay? So that's where I get that phrase. By the way, the book of, for some of you, you should know that the book of Timothy wasn't written by Timothy. I hope you know that. Alana. Today, Alana has learned what? Something. Glory be to God. This book was written by Paul to Timothy. Okay? Yesterday, I watched a clip of some guy called Alex Mukulu. Okay? And he was telling people, Ugandans, to also write books, okay? Just like Paul wrote to the Corinthians. So he was telling Serada, now one decayo a barua to the, you know, then he mentioned guys, people, what's this guy's name? Bujingo. Now one declare you, eh? Write a letter to Obahu. To the married people. Then you also say the new Kayanja. Write a letter to the LGBTQ, you know. This is because I'm aware there are so many letters written to. Don't you see? Even Timothy wrote a letter. So I was like, no, okay, the guy has gotten it wrong. You understand there. Okay? Anyway, this book was written by Paul to Timothy. Okay? Timothy, things were getting tight. Okay? And he was chickening out. Okay? And Paul wrote two letters to him to tell him, man, don't quit. Hallelujah. Don't do what? Don't quit. Anyway, that's a side note and it's for free. Amen? So stir up the gift of giving that is within you. Okay? And as I said, when you give, you get blessed. The person you give to gets blessed. Okay? The people who get to hear about it, okay, those who have good hearts, Abatarida, Unugu, they also get blessed. Okay? And then, most importantly, God also gets blessed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, there is a few verses here that show how the person given to the recipient and God, how they all get blessed. And that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 12 to 14. So Paul tells the Corinthians that the administration of this service, okay, the service of giving, not only supplies the needs of the saints, okay? So there is the first group that gets blessed, the saints, okay, who are in need, okay? So it not only supplies the needs of the saints, but is also abounding through many thanksgivings to God. So you see, God is getting blessed also. Okay? Then verse 13 says that, while through the proof of this ministry of giving, they, the people who have received, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. And by their prayer for you, then it goes on. Okay? So now there you see that you also get blessed. People, the people you've given to, they pray for you. Hallelujah. Okay? If you have, if you're weak in prayer, okay, better be strong in giving as you improve in prayer. You understand? Because when you give, people will pray for you. Hallelujah. This is a secret. If you're weak in prayer, okay, but as you endeavor to improve in prayer, okay, better be strong in what? In giving. Because people will pray for you. Hallelujah. Okay, people will pray for you. They will, their prayers will compensate for your unseriousness. Hallelujah. But this is a powerful revelation. I've also just, we've seen it. For those of you who love mysteries, this is a powerful mystery. If you're weak in prayer, it is to your advantage that you're strong in giving, in generosity. Okay? Because people will pray for you. Hallelujah. They will pray for you. They will pray for some of the people around you. Okay? They will pray for things which you yourself should have prayed about. Hallelujah. Amen. And so there you see that the giver gets blessed, the given gets blessed, and God, above all, gets what? Gets blessed. Hallelujah. So you can see why God would want us to stir up the gift of giving that is within us. Last week, I shared with you a testimony how once upon a time I had many dollars, okay, straight from America, not from BOU, not from Chivanda Forex Bureau, you know, eh? Yes. And hallelujah, we thank God for the rain, amen? I hope it's raining in Nsasa also. You know, there are those things when it rains where you are, but it's not raining where you especially want it to rain. Okay? So I hope, yeah. Anyway, so, yes, so I gave you a testimony. I went to the States. I came back with money. Then a certain gentleman, a servant of the Lord, called me and he needed help. Okay? He had been thrown out of the house. All right? And thrown out of the house because of... he wasn't paying rent. So he called me, was like, please help me if you can. Okay? And I could. And I felt like the Lord was saying, yes, help him. By the way, for your own information, yeah, you're not called to help everybody. Okay? I hope you know that. Hallelujah. You're not, yeah, but there was people, or that person who God will put on your heart. All right? So, anyway, so he called me, had money, and I felt I should help him. So I helped him. And then a month or so later, he gets in touch with me, and he tells me that since the day you helped me to pay my rent, okay, I've been praying for you. I've been praying that God would give me a word for you. A message for you. So he says, I've been praying every day asking God, give me what we call a prophetic word for Moses. Okay? Then, so he says that just before I gave up, because the word wasn't coming forth. So he says that just before I gave up praying for you, I received this dream, which was the answer to his prayer. Okay? And in the dream, I'm repeating this dream because I realize that there's a detail which I didn't narrate or which I didn't share, which would have made you better understand the significance of that dream. Okay? So you remember, I told you that around that time I had resigned from a fellowship. I'd resigned from its leadership. And I'd resigned because there's another gentleman who was coming in, and it wasn't the will of God. All right? And I knew that gentleman was coming specifically to mess me up, okay, to get me out of the picture, basically to destroy me, so that now he can get the fellowship of people into his church. Okay? It's sad that that's how some pastors operate. Yeah? Can you imagine? Eh? Just operate by... And it is sad, and sometimes you wish that... Anyway, yeah, so I'd stepped down. Now, and so a year or so later, was it a year or two, okay, this gentleman or this man, yes, he... The person who got him into the leadership realized that he had made a bad choice, a bad move. Therefore, he sacked him. Okay? He sacked him, but wisely, if I should say. Now, during that time, it was during that time that this guy was praying for me. All right? And so he prays, he gets a dream from God. And in this dream, he saw me standing, this is in front of a window. Is this in front? Jera? Huh? Am I standing in front of a window? Oh, bye, eh? Jera, is this? I'm standing in front of a window. Eh? Yes. Aha. You know this English, you have to be careful. What are you saying?
My English. So when you stand in front of the window and you're facing us, mm-hmm. you're standing in front of the window. Even though you are outside and you're facing the mango tree, you would still be in front of the window.
Okay, so you are agreeing. Okay. And so I'm standing in front of a window that has a net. Eh? A net. Then he sees somewhere, he said it was an Indian man. An Indian man came flying from wherever. Okay? And he came flying towards the window and he was going to hit me. Eh? He was going to hit me. So I moved away. Okay? And the Indian man hit himself in the net. In the net or on the net? Eh? Jera. In, on. Jera, help. In, on. Eh? In. Balo. You. That English name is not for nothing. In, on. Okay. But you have understood. Okay? So anyway, he hit himself in on the net. Then he fell down. It was a very big fall. Okay? And when he fell down, of course, he was hurting. All right? Then he looked at me and said that, "You are the reason why I am hurting. If you hadn't moved away, I wouldn't have hit the net." It didn't make what? Logic. Because if I'd stayed, he was going to hit me and I would be in pain. Okay? So I saved myself and I what? I ducked or I moved away. And he was in pain and said that, "You are the reason why I'm hurting. And therefore, when I recover, I'm coming for you." Basically, I'm going to mess you up. So you can see do you see the interpretation of that dream? Eh? The interpretation is that which happened, okay? I was in a fellowship, someone was coming, okay? Someone has been chosen to come and join me to talk together. But for me, I knew he was coming to mess me up. So I resigned, okay? I left. So when I left, this guy came, but remember, he was sacked sometime later. And of course, when you're sacked, it's painful. Now he was saying that if you hadn't resigned, I wouldn't have been sacked. It doesn't make sense. You understand? Eh? I wouldn't have been sacked. So you are the why I was sacked. Yet, I wasn't. The moment I resigned, I left that place. Well, I was there, kind of. But really, I wasn't into management anymore. I didn't know what was happening. I became Omutuwa Wansi Nange. Hallelujah. I did have I think I didn't share that part of the person was sacked. Hence the fall, the pain. Okay, so actually that was my dream. Okay? Now, this guy, around that time, he's praying for me. The guy had given money to. Okay? The person who had helped. Okay? And he prays. And then he gets a dream. And he's like, "I dreamt that the preacher in that fellowship was saying that the red blood cells, okay, got infected. Okay, got infected. And I'm going to clean them up." Okay, then he says, "And Moses is going to be in the center of the cleanup of the red blood cells." Aha. What I shared last week, which I didn't share now, is that when this Indian hit himself in on the net, okay, I saw that where he had hit himself, there's some infection that began to spread, okay, throughout the entire net. Okay, so meaning that he's coming into that fellowship, okay, introduced some corruption, something not good, and it spread in there. In fact, I heard that when I left Man, there was intrigue in the place. You know, when a fellowship, guys are acting like politicians. Intrigue, like, you know, no one knows whether they'll have their job next week, whether they'll continue to be ushers, the worship team, the worship leader, the guy who sacked him without the knowledge of the leader of the fellowship. Man, the things that were happening there, you could make a movie, man. Okay? But I wasn't a part of it. Hallelujah. Okay, so anyway, yeah, so that was that. So now, hence, remember that infection? Okay, now this guy, the one who's praying for me, dreams it as infection of the red blood cell. Red blood cells which take oxygen to the rest of the body, eh? Which are responsible for life. You understand? Eh? Yes. I'm saying all that to just emphasize the point that when you give, okay, people will pray for you. Just like that guy, I helped him and he prayed for me. Okay? And you could see that his dream was real. It was from heaven because I'd gotten a dream of that kind. You understand? Hallelujah. So, again, I emphasize that it is to your own advantage that you stir up the gift of giving. Glory be to God. People will pray for you. Okay? Sometimes good things happen to you and you don't know, but it is someone who you helped and they prayed for you and God answered their prayer. But you never know, maybe unless you dream or unless you go, or until you go to heaven, that good thing which you received was because of someone's prayers. Hallelujah. Okay, Nalong. Those twins that you got, you could have helped with someone and they prayed for you. You know, those things of Mukama Omwe Nabalongo. Eh? Eh. Sometimes they are said as a joke, but God, man, for him, what? For him, he hears. And even for him, what? Serious. Glory be to God. Maybe depending on the heart of the speaker, the seriousness, the you know what I mean, eh? And maybe the relationship the blesser has with God. Okay? There are some things which carry, when it comes to God and people, some prayers or some supplications carry more weight depending on who is supplicating. Okay? You had better know that. Okay? The stupid false grace preachers will tell you otherwise. That all our prayers are equal. But man, there's some things when God is like, Anoya Sava. Eh? Then they tell him, Mose. Okay? Ayingi Deo. Glory be to God. And he's like, that guy, man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The only things I think about, I'd want to have a CV like that. Okay? When Lydia has finished to pray here, then I young lakone daughter away. Sam is okay. You understand? Balo, Nemuja Nemsava. Then I get the mic. And heaven is like, now the service has begun. Glory be to God. The service has begun. Glory be to God. You're laughing and I'm laughing, but what I'm telling you is very serious. That thing, there are people, man, who, you know, that stuff like friends of God. You understand? Friends of God. Man, heaven gets excited when they get on the scene. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, be that kind. I want to be that kind. That's why sometimes there are many wrong things I want to do, like you. Okay? But I don't do them because I am pursuing a certain level in God, a certain level of friendship with God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So anyway, the recipient, okay, the person whom you've given to, they get blessed. All right? You get blessed. One of the ways you get blessed is by people praying for you. All right? Then also God is glorified. Okay? People praise God. They thank him when they are blessed by someone. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? The other way how you get blessed is in 2 Corinthians, you the giver, one of the ways in which you get blessed is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, which says that God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Okay, remember again, Paul was writing to givers here. Then he told the givers that God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work. Glory be to God. So you see, it is to your own advantage, it is to our own advantage that we stir up the gift of what? The gift of giving. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, now, what I have shared is the same as what Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. You remember, okay, Alana, once again, this, the book of Philippians, was not written by Philippians. Okay? It was written by Paul to the Philippians. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, the Philippians had blessed Paul. They had supplied his, you know, they had given to him to meet his needs. Okay? And in verse 18, he says that, I have received all and abound. Okay? I have received your help. Okay? And I'm abounding. I am full. Having received from Epaphroditus, okay, the person with whom you sent the gifts, okay, I've received from him the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. Well-pleasing to who? Okay, this alone should encourage us to be givers, because when you give, okay, it is a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, okay? And it is well-pleasing to who? To God. Hallelujah. So then he says that, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. He's supplying the need of who? Of the people who have given, okay, who have stirred up the gift of giving. Anyway, but in these two verses, you see that three people are blessed, isn't it? Okay, three people are what? Are blessed. Three parties. The first one is Paul, the receiver. He's blessed, he's happy, his needs are supplied, isn't it? Okay. The second individual or the second party that is blessed by the giving is God. Okay? God. Okay? God smells a sweet-smelling aroma. Okay? Which is an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to him. Okay? And you also get blessed. Okay? The Bible says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. God shall supply all what? All your need. Okay? Giving is powerful. Hallelujah. Giving is what? First of all, to you, to us, who are weak in prayer, as I said. Okay? People pray for you. Now here we see that there are needs which God meets. Okay, just because you blessed someone. Hallelujah. Okay, many years ago, remember I got born again in 1998. Okay, 1998. Glory be to God. Okay, 1990 what? 8. Yeah? These young men, were they born? 1998, because now it is 27 years ago. All right, 27 years ago. That's when I got born again. Hallelujah. Mwali muzaliwa nganafe tuzaliwa. You are being born, and for us, we are being born again. Glory be to God. Okay, so anyway, yeah, then during that time, a few months after I got born again, I got an opportunity to listen to a radio. It's called a tape, a cassette, a cassette tape. That's what it's called. Balo. Balo bakaita batya. Tape. Yes. A cassette tape, okay? Yeah, of a preacher, okay, was talking about God's generals. You've heard of the God's generals? Okay. And that preacher was Robert Lyadon. So in that one tape, it was part one of a series he was doing. He was going to talk about Catherine Coleman, Smith Wigglesworth, Amy Semple McPherson, William Branham, all those guys who served God. Some made mistakes, others didn't. Okay, so when he was 12 years old, okay, one day he was watching TV, okay? These stories are a nice man, okay? He was watching TV, like a 12-year-old. Yes, and then Jesus walked into the room. Glory be to God. Okay, now this wasn't a dream. Hallelujah. Jesus walked in, you know, inside the room. Then, as the television continued to do what? To play? Huh? It continued to what? To play. Okay? Jesus began to speak with this 12-year-old boy. Okay? The television is still, but now, you know, so it was live, you know. Then he tells, so Jesus tells this 12-year-old boy that, I want you to study the lives of my great men and women of God. Okay? I want you to study their lives. I want you to know, to study and find out why some failed and why others succeeded. Okay? And you will use that information to teach the coming generation of ministers. Okay? So that they don't make the same mistakes that the other ones made. You understand? Eh? Basically, so that they can imitate the example of those who succeeded. So he said, I want you to study their lives. I want you to know them like the way you know the what? The back of your hand. Glory be to God. Then he told him that, okay, God speaks to this young boy and he tells him that, and if you are diligent in this work that I have given you, then I will make you meet my generals who are in your generation. I'll make you meet all of them. Of course, implying the Kenneth Higgins, the anyway, all those guys. Glory be to God. Okay? And so, as a 12-year-old boy, Robert Sladen began to do research about all these guys. Glory be to God. And in, so he was 12, so that should have been in 1978. Okay? Now, in 1988, okay, when he was 22 years old, okay, he begins to teach about the generals. Glory be to God. Okay, so now, that's the tape I was listening to. Okay? And I was amazed. Of course, I didn't know how this guy looked like, how old he was. But the wisdom by which was speaking, and the anointing. You know that thing when you listen to a message and you feel power, like you listen to a song, okay? Some songs it is just singing. But some songs, man, ulawanga kulika mafuta kuluyimba. Okay, like how Judith Babidia used to like operate. You could hear, man, those songs. Kualika mafuta. They were straight from heaven. Okay? Hallelujah. So, man, that's what I used to feel when I would listen to just that one tape. Some guy gave it to me. Okay, then later I got the book. Okay, Ghost Generals, okay? Part one, the healing evangelist. Okay, so I was amazed at the wisdom. Then I got to know that the guy was speaking those things when he was just 22 years. But he sounded like an old man. And I was, what, a 22-year-old, but he was speaking like an old man. Glory be to God. So I began to pray. I was like, God, okay, I want to meet Robert Slado. Okay, please, let me meet Robert Slado. In fact, I pray that God let, because I heard him say, in fact, he played some audio by Lester Sumrall. Okay? Lester Sumrall. Remember that was a Smith Wigglesworth? Okay? Now, Smith Wigglesworth, before he passed on, he blessed a young man called Lester Sumrall. Okay? He prayed for him and said that God, and was crying, okay? He was like, God, let all the gifts that are within me be in this young man. And you should listen to that stuff, the way the guy was praying. And let all the anointing that is within me be upon this young man. Man, it's powerful. And so I also prayed. I was like, God, let all the wisdom that is in Robert Sladon, that wisdom which he got by studying according to your commandments, okay, the lives of God's generals. I also prayed. I was like, God, let all the wisdom that is in Robert Sladon be in me. I prayed that thing, and I was like, I also want to meet him. Okay? I pray to God, like, God, take me to America. And I got to know that he was in California. I was like, God, take me to California that I may meet Robert Sladon. Okay? In addition, let all the wisdom that you placed inside of him when he studied the lives of those great men and women of God be in me. Okay? I pray that thing over and over. Those are the days when I even didn't know how a passport looks like. Okay? I'd never flown out of the country. Cutting the Utandiki Deku, California. Glory be to God. What about Gamba? Utandiki Kumpi Kumpi. Nairobi, Uchigali, then Dubai. You understand? Hallelujah. But for me, I wasn't interested in Nairobi, in Chigali, in Dubai. I wasn't interested. I was interested in getting wisdom, and the person was in California. You understand? Then I got to know that Benny was also in California. Catherine Kuhlman was buried in California. Amy Semple McPherson ministered in California. Maria Woodworth Eater, they were all in California. I was like, California is a place. Glory be to God. So I prayed, hallelujah, God, take me to California. Just take me. I meet Lyadon. I see Benny. I see where Catherine Kuhlman was buried. As in just that. Then I come back. Okay? To cut a long story short, that prayer was miraculously answered, okay, by a scholarship I got to study in California. Glory be to God. Okay? I met Lyadon. We talked, have pigs. One of these days I'm going to unleash them, okay? Pigs, 2006. I met him twice, okay? We talked, okay? And then later I came back, okay? After school. But I continued to pray. Let all the wisdom that is in Ladon be in me. Okay? Now, that holiday, which I told you about, okay, which gave me a lot of money. Remember what I used to help the other chap, okay? Yes, that was a trip, isn't it? So, as we landed in San Francisco, okay, I got an email notification that Robert Sladon is going to be in town, okay? It mentioned the place where the church was going to be at, what time, 2 days. And I was like, I guess this is why I came to for a holiday. Okay? So anyway, I went for the first meeting. I talked with him, okay, before the service started or after. And he could remember me from 2006. Okay? This was now 10 years later, 2016. He could remember me. Hallelujah. Then I had some kadaim. That was before I received the other. So I had some money. So I got my wallet. Then I blessed him with $100. Okay? Little money. Okay? Then the following day, now, when I went back to where we were staying, that night I had a dream. Okay? Many of you know this story, but God wants you to hear it again. And for those of you who have never had it, he wants you to hear it, okay? So that you can stir up the gift of giving. So after giving him that money, I went back, and when I slept, I had a dream. And in this dream, I met Robert Sladon again, and we talked, then I wanted to give him money, okay? So I remember I get my wallet, okay? And the notes, okay, were stuck on each other. You understand? They were stuck on each other. And basically, it showed that it was like, it was hard to, like it was going to be what they call a really sacrificial giving. Okay? Because we didn't have a lot of what? Money. But in the dream, you understand? They're stuck on each other. And but finally, I get out a $100 bill. Okay? Then I give it to her or to him? Her. Which her? Glory be to God. I give it to what? I give it to her. Okay. To hers. Okay. To hers. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. So, now, the moment I did it in the dream, okay, the moment I gave Ladon the money, okay, the Spirit of God came upon me in the dream. You understand? Something came upon me. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that thing. When the anointing, the presence of God comes upon you, and it is like electrifying, and it is so nice, and you feel the power. So the moment I gave him the money, okay, the presence of God came upon me in the dream. Okay? And then later, I see I'm working with Lyadon, okay? I'm working with him, okay? And he's telling me things to do with ministry. And he's telling me, never do this. Never do this. Never do this. Do this. Don't do this. Okay, we're working. And he's giving me information, okay? How to operate in ministry, okay? And the dream ends. Glory be to God. When I woke up or sometime later, I got to know that God was saying that the spirit of wisdom that is on Robert Ladon, that which we've been praying for years, since 1998 until 2016, those are 18 years, God was saying that you have now received it. And you received it, basically it's like the last exam, if I should say, or the last requirement was you to give him another $100. Glory be to God. God basically saying, if you hadn't done it, the answer to your prayer would have been postponed to another time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, hence, that's why in the dream, he's speaking to me things concerning ministry, giving me wisdom. You understand? Eh? Okay, and that is the spirit that came upon me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. From 1998, nakalokoka. Okay? I'm a baby. In utero, what is a baby? Like a newborn. Sam. Yeah? Ah, you man. Enkere is an animal, isn't it? Yes. I think it's a gorilla or what? Or a baboon. Enkerembe. Yes, enkerembe. Okay? Now, isn't it? Yes, a newborn, yes. So, I was a newborn, you understand? Eh? And I was praying now for wisdom. Now, I get it 18 years later because of persistent prayer. But not just prayer. God was like, this one to be answered now. You have to give a sacrifice. Hallelujah. And the sacrifice for me at that time was $100. So in a sense, my need was supplied according to God's riches in glory by Christ. My need for wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Never forget that. When you give, okay, the giver, gets blessed. Okay? The person you've given to, of course, obviously, they also get blessed. Okay? And most importantly, God also gets blessed. Because your giving is a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, young people, get these things very early. Okay, Alana. Okay, get these things very, very early. Hallelujah. Aha. They told me that I should return these specs next week without any scratch. Hallelujah. You're the one who didn't put the pulpit well. So, it's your fault. Hallelujah. Yeah, but on a serious note, and you see, anyway, young people, please never forget this. Hallelujah. When God tells you to give, he doesn't mean evil. He means good. He wants to bless you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That is why you should always position, you should have the mindset of a giver. Okay, don't just be there for you, like the Selina, by no kumpa, everyone knows I don't have. Yeah, but sometimes you have. Glory be to God. And if you don't have money, you have something you can give. You can give time if you don't have. But if you have money and time, please give both. Don't be those things of, for me, I'll give my time. You understand? God sees your heart. He knows that you're just a little thug. don't do a thing. For me, I'll give time. God knows. Even time is giving. Even time is also giving. Please, give both. Hallelujah. Give what? Both. And you'll be blessed. Okay? God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the other party that gets blessed is the people who get to hear about what you've done, okay? Who God informs about your giving. Okay? As we saw last week, it is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 1 to 2. So Paul, okay, you. The book of Corinthians wasn't written by Corinthians. It was written by Paul to the Corinthians. Glory be to God. So he says, now concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know your willingness to give, okay? About which I boast of you to the Macedonians. That those people were ready a year ago. And your zeal to give has stirred up the majority. Hallelujah. Okay? So your giving, God uses it to stir up other people. So they can also be generous, so they can be blessed, and so that God can also be blessed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you are into the habit of, if you want to bless people, both money, neighbor money, those you know and those you don't know, be a giver. Glory be to God. Be a what? And yes, but don't publicize it. Unless you're a preacher like me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I have to give examples. Hallelujah. Illustrations by the Spirit of God. Amen. Don't you gava, then what do they say? Otule mukati at home, and a tree, and then just chill. Then God will make people dream about you. Yeah? You understand? Okay, and they'll get blessed and they'll start up to give. Just like Mariam, okay? Which was that? Okay, when you dreamt, when I had a lot of white hair, my whole hair was white. Okay, kati mumudia, you want your hair to stay black. Dreams are saying that it is an honor to have white hair. Kati mumudia, there used to be something, I don't know if it still exists, called Kanta. Kanta. Mujukira, eh? This one was called Kanta. But remember Kanta? Yes, Kanta. You never heard of Kanta? This is why you should study about our lives, okay? With God's generals. We study about us and then you get to know about Kanta. Anyway, Kanta was a dye. Eh? A dye to make people's hair what? Black. Okay? Hallelujah. And so yeah, she dreamt had a lot of white hair. So she asked Jesus that the Moses I know is a young person. What about this white hair? Then God told her that is, and now that was before I met Lyadon in 206, 2016. Okay? Say that is the wisdom he has. Then he said, and tell people to take him what? That was before 2016. Hallelujah. Before the Spirit, you understand? So, Kati over her. But I'm joking, but I'm also serious. Yeah, and so then in that same dream, okay, I have Mariam sees, okay? I have a fat check, a blank check. Eh? You know those dummy checks? I have something like that, something like that, big. Then Jesus tells Mariam that check represents the amount of money that is coming to Moses. Okay, and not some Moses, it was me. Okay, okay. Then Jesus tells Mariam that even you, if you want to receive this amount of money, do what Moses does. Glory be to God. At that time, I had preached in that fellowship about giving. Okay? That was, I think, my main thing there, man. Because I guess, anyway, yeah. So go to the thing and now do the same thing. Hallelujah. So you see, my giving, now God is using it to bless others. Mariam. Okay? But remember, it blessed the people I gave to. It blessed God. Now then, you see what I mean? Eh? Now it's blessing someone else. God is using me just as God will use you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Around that same time or sometime thereafter, Mariam, yes, had a friend, and I think you're still friends in the bank. The lady is called Sanyu. Okay? Sanyu also shows up one day with a dream. Moses, I had a dream about you. I said, uh-huh. Okay? I tell you, I don't fear dreams about me. There's some people who fear dreams about them. Say, I had a dream about you. And say, man, eh? Like I told you, I live a fairly holy life. So there's nothing to be scared when someone had a dream about you. Say, God has exposed my... No. And say, when you start having a dream about you, I get excited. Hallelujah. So anyway, yeah. So Sanyu comes, I had a dream about you. And in this dream, I saw you had sweets. Eh? You're giving out sweets, just dishing out sweets. And the more you would give, the more you would get. Like you are continually giving out sweets. Okay? Then I think it was Jesus or the Spirit of God told her in the dream that if you also want to have those many sweets, do what Moses is doing. Then in the dream, I think she also began to do the same. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you see, your giving, God will use it to bless other people by way of inspiration, by way of inspiring them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That is one of the reasons why God wants you to stir up the gift of giving. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Stir up the gift of giving. Okay? Those two young girls there, Eden and Abby, okay? They are blessed just because of the sacrificial giving I did way before they were born. Hallelujah. Starting from 1998, I think it was 99, when I had the audible voice of God in my room at university. Okay? The audible voice told me that if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. Hallelujah. That's how I started. I'll go home on Friday to visit. Okay? Visit my dad on Friday. Okay? You visit on Friday evening. Then you hang around, you take tea. Then around 7, you are like, Daddy, I am going. Bye. But you're not really going. But you're like, I'm going. Yeah. Hallelujah. And to a parent, that means. Eh? You say bye to me. Now, my dad wasn't a rich man. At that time, he had so many issues. He was sick, was what. Okay, but he could still afford to give his kids a little something, all right? So he would unleash for me like a 10K or something like that. And then when I would get the 20,000, I would immediately take off the tithe, okay? So that on Sunday, I would take it there. What I remained with, let's say, the 18,000, I'd remember my friends, okay, in the hall who have no sugar. Eh? Sugar, wow, Kati, I remember the other guy didn't have sugar. You understand? Then I'll go to the canteen. Nengulo wabu quarter. Eh? This generation, you should study our lives, you people. Yeah, there were those small things, quarter, eh? Mu canteen, no gula, no genda, no mayani, alana. You understand? Yeah, man, God bless you, Moses. Thanks, eh? But before you know what you're doing, you're obeying an instruction, eh? Okay? Hallelujah. Those are things I used to do. Okay, when I got a job, I was excited that now I have money to give away. Glory be to God. Okay? For me, anyway, yeah. Money, for me, money. Okay? 30th or 25th, the end of the month. Knowing that, man, now my salary has hit the account. I was excited. And the excitement was, I have money to give. Glory be to God. Okay? And back in the day, I really had nothing. I really had nothing, but I was working. I was earning. Hallelujah. And a fairly good amount. But my joy was like what? Was I have money to give, man. Glory be to God. The joy, you guys, you don't know the joy of giving, man. Of course, you know, but some of you don't. And you had better we discover it, okay? By stirring up the gift of what? Giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you learning something? But you know all these things. You're just being reminded. God is just telling you, stir up this what? Hey, many things. God has stored up for you many things. Okay? But there are some which are not going to come to you unless you give as God wants you to give. Just settle that, man. But you can tell God that, okay, even if you're busy, you stay with your things. For me, at least, I'll meet you when I die. You tell God, entering heaven for me is enough. You know, the same thing, this money, I'm not giving it away. And you go to heaven, but yeah, when you get to heaven, you regret. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, one of the, I think the greatest benefits that you receive as a giver, okay? In my opinion, it's the best. It's the greatest, okay? Hallelujah. It is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Allah knows this verse real well. Okay, it says that, let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver. Now, to me, this is the ultimate, the best, the greatest you can receive from God as a result of generosity. Okay? For God to say, I love glory. I love Moses. Okay? And not just that love he has for everyone. But now this is talking about something more, something very special. Okay? Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Okay? I love reading this verse from the Amplified Version of the Bible. Okay? What does it say? It says that, let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God does what? Loves. What does that mean? It means he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Glory be to God. God loves a cheerful giver. What does that mean? He takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a joyous, prompt to do it, giver whose heart is in his what? Giving. Glory be to God. Can you imagine having that status in heaven with God? When God is like, I take pleasure in Moses. Hallelujah. I prize him above other things. I am unwilling to abandon him or to do without him. Glory be to God. Why? Because he's a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Glory be to God. This is, to me, the great, having this CV with God. Hallelujah. Amen? Which reminds me, you remember that dream I shared here some time ago and which I've shared over the years. Okay? So, remember, I had the audible voice. Eh? If you joyfully obey those of giving, I'm saying you never see the financial depression in your life. That was 1998 or 99. Then I was still at university. Then I think it was 2001, 2002. I began to earn, okay? Because in internship as docs, the government was paying us. So again, now I had more money to give. Now, during that time, in my internship, I had a dream. And in this dream, we were attending a party at State House in Tebe. I think it was Nakasero. Okay? Yes, I was there. I was attending a party. I don't know what it was about. So, then there was a little girl. I think, what's her name? Utangaza's age. Okay? Now, this little girl was among those girls who would go to the high table and receive cake to distribute to the guests. All right? So, the first time she went, she received cake, and as she was walking with a tray, okay, to distribute to the guests, other young children would come, and they would grab all the cake, okay? And this little girl would just look at them smiling. She's just smiling, but they're grabbing all the cake, and she's smiling at them. She's, like, amused, okay? So then she would return to the high table with an empty tray. She gets cake. As she's coming to serve the guests, kids would again come and grab all the cake. So I'm looking at her and I'm amazed. I'm like, wow, this little girl. She's not crying, because at that age, she should be crying when all her cake is being what? Grabbed. But she was smiling, she was laughing. And I was like, what a child. This child is great. Like, I was so, you know, I think for lack of a better expression, I fell in love with a girl. I was like, this girl is a wonder. Okay? She's a Tangaza. Okay? You're a wonder. Yeah? That's what her name means, isn't it? Uh-huh. Yes, so I was like, wow. And so the party ends. Okay? The party ends, and we are walking out of our State House. We are walking home. And then I see this little girl had come with a guardian or so. I don't know whether it was a mother or a maid. But on our way back to our homes, this young lady who had come with this child began to beat her up. She's like, you little girl, you are stupid. Why couldn't you reserve anything for yourself? You just let the kids stay. Man, she spanked the child real bad. Then I came to the child's defense. I was like, no, don't. This child is precious, okay? A child at that age to be that generous, that wonderful. Don't, man, Bambi, the kid was spanked. She cried. Eh? But man, you know, I was like, you know, and so I got out of the dream. Now, when I got out of the dream, okay, God spoke to me and said that the way you felt, okay, about that little girl, that is the way I feel about you concerning your giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, God loves the what? So he said that the way, okay, in my own words now, okay? The way you fell in love with that girl because of her out of this world generosity. God is like, that is how I feel about your generosity. Glory be to God. And man, that dream was a big boost. Because I was like, okay, now more money. When is the salary coming? Because now you see, God is telling that man, I am in heaven watching, and I'm so impressed by your generosity. Glory be to God. Amen? So God loves a cheerful giver. Amen? That is the greatest benefit you're going to get if you're generous. If you stir up the gift of what? Giving. God will love you. Okay? Because God loves. He takes pleasure in prizes above other things and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his what? Giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Stir up the gift of what? Giving. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.